Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
She's a wife and a working mom. She is America at its best.
Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock commended Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the Senate voted 53-47 in favor of her confirmation. When sworn in later this year to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, Brown will be the first Black woman to serve on the nation's high court. Republicans continued to criticize her record. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Based on her record, I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice to have ever served on the Supreme Court.
The House of Representatives is considering making changes to lawmakers' ability to trade individual stocks while holding office. Colorado Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse spoke in favor of the change to prevent the appearance of impropriety.
We are elected to serve the people, not stock portfolios, and that needs to change. Here in Washington.
The Kremlin admits it is suffering significant losses of troops since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine. Russian forces are expected to withdraw from Kyiv and shift their attacks to the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his NATO counterparts in Brussels, Belgium, to discuss the U.S. response.
We're constantly going over what it is Ukraine needs, what it is we're providing, what it is we're helping other allies and partners provide.
Meanwhile, the United Nations General Assembly voted to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council over reports of what it called gross and systematic violations and abuses of human rights. Sharp declines in enrollment are forcing many community colleges to make drastic decisions. Executive Vice Chancellor for Policy and Strategy at the Tennessee Board of Regents, Russ Deaton, said schools in his state are experiencing enrollment drops not seen in two decades.
We're doing everything we can to turn that around. You're seeing our colleges be much more intentional about recruitment, both at the high school level, out of the community with adults, thinking much more deeply about how they better serve students.
This year, a record number of books have been banned or challenged in school districts across the nation. Advocates testified yesterday before the House Oversight and Reform Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. Pennsylvania librarian Samantha Hall.
When books are removed, communities lose the voice that that book represents. Measuring the damage of lost voices is daunting and longitudinal.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.